Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. For the next hour, I'm going to give you the latest entertainment news on Pink, Elton John, Nicki Minaj, Madonna, Kodak Black, and a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after these messages. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, if you want to make a comment about any of today's stories, give me a call. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. That's 347. 637-2656 and press the number 1. Also, like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Follow us on Twitter at thatsentertain1. That's THATS entertained and the number 1. You can also follow me on Twitter at stiletto14. Stiletto, like the shoe, STILETTO, and the number 14. You can also follow me on Instagram at TJonesGibbs. That's TJonesGibbs. Right now, the current temperature in the NY is a partly cloudy 80 degrees. Before I get started with the show today, I'd like to give a shout out to all my listeners out there. Thank you for once again for hanging out with me and joining me here on this Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday morning or anywhere you are in the world. Thank you once again for your support. So how your week been so far? We just finding out here, you know, we broadcast live in the New York City area, and we just found out that there's still more wildfires in Canada. They say over 500 wildfires are going on in Canada, and in a couple more days, it's going to affect our air quality. Now, you know, this is not the first time that the wildfires in Canada has affected the air in the city, because early in June, it got so bad, the sky was orange, people were coughing, people couldn't breathe. So, like, if you suffer any respiratory issues like asthma, you smoke, or you have any pre-existing conditioning like heart issues, they don't recommend you going outside. But this is supposed to be happening later, either tomorrow or the end of the week. So it's no fun, you know. So how has everyone been? This week we're going to be talking about Pink. She has an unsettling incident occur during one of her concerts. I'll tell you what it is. The Rocket Man, a.k.a. Elton John, is going out with a bang. That's right. His final farewell tour performance was in England the other day, Sunday night, and it was watched by 7.3 million viewers. And also this week, Nicki Minaj has shown support for a Chicago teen who shot and killed a man to defend his mother. And also Madonna, this just came over the wire, she has been hospitalized due to a serious infection. I'll tell you what happened with her. And Kodak Black just made a short pit stop at a Florida jail. I'll tell you what he was booked on. And that's just the beginning of the show. That is just the beginning. Also, Nicole Kidman is helping giving back in a big way. She visited a Las Vegas auto show the other day, and she went and raised some money for a Florida-based organization called Christie House. I'll tell you how she did it. And also, Kevin Hart is celebrating a birthday this year by entertaining his fans with some new content. So let's get started. Unsettling incident occurred during Pink's concert at the British Summertime Festival in London when a fan threw, get this, a bag onto the stage that purposely contained the ashes of their dead mother. The 43-year-old singer was visually taken aback by the action and momentarily paused her performance to address the fan. In a video clip captured the moment, Pink can be seen holding the bag and saying, "This is your mom. I don't know how I feel about this," before placing the alleged ashes on the stage and resuming her show. The incident quickly gained attention and drew criticism from online observers who expressed their disapproval of on social media. Many deemed the act inappropriate and bizarre, with one person tweeting, saying, quote, "That's disgusting and disrespectful to Pink and that mom. I would have flipped." While another wrote, quote, "Maybe we should just not have concerts anymore," unquote. Now, the incident had become part of a concerning trend that many concertgoers have noticed involving poor etiquette and sometimes dangerous behavior from fans. Earlier in June, singer Bebe Rexha had a phone hurled at her during a concert, resulting in an injury to her eye that was treated at a local hospital. The alleged assailant later claimed he thought it would be funny, according to the police. Singer Ava Max experienced a similar bizarre attack in the same week when an audience member rushed the stage and slapped her. She said after the attack, the assailant slapped her so hard that he scratched the inside of her eye. Now, fans and experts have offered speculations regarding the reason behind these instances of bad fan behavior. Factors such as alcohol, the desire for viral attention, and poor social skills following the pandemic have been suggested as potential contributors to these incidents. And it is real scary. You know, I couldn't be an entertainer or a singer these days worrying that if I'm up there on stage, somebody might throw something and knock me out. And I told you, we was talking about the Bebe Rexha incident last week, and I was talking about how certain artists, they are fed up. One artist, I can't think of his name, he had stopped. He just ended the show. Somebody threw something, an object, onto the stage, and he left. And then before we know it, lights are going out, the band is leaving, the show is over. And, you know, people pay good money for these tickets. Also, remember with Justin Bieber, somebody threw something on the stage. It almost hit him. He was very upset about it. So it might get to a point where they might stop people from bringing their phones. They might stop serving alcohol at these places because it is getting dangerous. The Rocket Man went out with a bang. Elton John's final farewell tour performance in England was watched by 7.3 million viewers on Sunday night. The 76-year-old rocker, a live BBC broadcast from Glastonbury Festival, became one of the most watched TV shows of the year. Overnight rating data determined that his three-hour set doubled the amount of viewers for Diana Ross' headline gig last year. An estimated live audience of over 120,000 people watched him perform on the Pyramid Stage at the famous festival in southwestern England. Banging the keys and belting out the lyrics of songs from his prolific catalog such as Candle in the Wind, Benny and the Jets, and Philadelphia Freedom, John was also the most watched Glastonbury performance overall across the weekend on the BBC. Singer-songwriter Steven Sanchez and The Killers frontman Brandon Flowers joined him on stage. The 76-year-old Rock and Roll Hall of Famer previously stated that Sunday night would be his final tour performance. John's farewell Yellow Brick Road tour originally kicked off in September of 2018 in Pennsylvania with a plan to stop in over 300 cities worldwide. And due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the tour was suspended in 2020 with the trek resuming in New Orleans early last year. And Nicki Minaj has shown her support for a Chicago teen who shot and killed a man to defend his mother. Apparently moved by the headlines about the viral case, the Raptress has offered financial help to the 14-year-old boy for his future education. The Anaconda hitmaker took to her Instagram story on Tuesday, June 27, to weigh in on the matter. And this is what she said. She said, quote, "If he wants to go to college, I'd love to help," before justifying, you know, the teen's action. She said, it's what any son should have done for their mother. She raised a dope kid and should be so proud. Also, God knew before she knew that she'd be attacked that day and made sure that they had protection on deck. And she concluded her statement by saying, God is good. The unnamed teen and his mother, Kalicia Hood, was charged with first-degree murder after the boy shot and killed 32-year-old Jeremy Brown on June 18 at a restaurant. A viral video showed an argument ensued between Kalicia and Jeremy inside the restaurant, and Jeremy was filmed repeatedly punching Kalicia in the head. The teen then entered the restaurant from outside and opened fire on Jeremy. Jeremy then fled, but Kalicia ordered her son to finish the job and continue shooting outside. Cop alleged Jeremy died from gunshot wounds. Prosecutors later dropped all the charges against the mother and son, saying they didn't have enough evidence to proceed with a prosecution. Madonna has been hospitalized due to a serious infection. On Wednesday, talent manager and producer Guy Osiri announced on Instagram that the Material Girl was in ICU due to the health scare and is now recovering. On Saturday, June 24, Madonna developed a serious bacterial infection which led to a several-day stay in the ICU. Her health is improving, that's what he wrote. However, she is still under medical care. A full recovery is expected. At this time, we will need to pause all commitment, which includes the tour. And Madonna was preparing to kick off her Celebration World Tour next month, commemorating the 40th year anniversary of her career. He also said that we will share more details with you soon as we have them, including a new start date for the tour and for rescheduled shows. She is out of the ICU now and recovering, unquote. Now, Madonna's last health issue was back in late 2020 when she underwent a hip replacement surgery. 11 months after an injury she sustained on her Madame X tour forced her to cancel several shows on the North American leg. Kodak Black just made a short pit stop at a Florida jail. The Pompano Beach native was booked on Monday, June 26, after an arrest warrant was issued for the rappers earlier this month because he failed to take a mandatory drug test. Kodak lawyer Bradford Cohen confirmed to TMZ that the 26-year-old surrendered himself to authorities on Monday, but he was released after only an hour. His lawyer argued in court that he'd been on a tight leash during his pretrial release for his prescription drug case. The terms of his release require him to regularly check in with authorities and take mandatory urine tests. Bradford asked the judge to get rid of the stringent pretrial supervision, which the judge agreed. The judge, however, increased his bond from $75,000 to $250,000, and this is why Kodak had to go through the booking process again at the jail. The rapper posed for a new mugshot at the Broward County Jail. He was in and out of jail in under an hour after paying $175,000, the difference between his original bond and his new bond. Bradford saw that he saw it as a win for his client because the hip-hop star now will be able to travel and tour without the trouble of checking in with pretrial services. Kodak was previously arrested in July of 2022 for possession of a controlled substance without prescription and trafficking. At that time, cops claimed they found upward of 31 oxycodone pills in his car in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He was released from prison after posting $75,000 bail. He was supposed to take a drug test on June 9th, but missed it. He also missed a drug test on February 3rd and later tested positive on February 8th. On Sunday night, prior to turning himself in, Kodak went on Instagram Live and complained about his situation. And Nicole Kidman is helping giving back in a big way. On Friday, the actress visited the Barrett Jackson Las Vegas Auto Show, where she helped raise $700,000 for the Florida-based Christie House organization. Now, during the show, Kidman assisted in auctioning off a rare 2023 Dodge Challenger SRT Demon 170. And the actress appeared on stage alongside Amanda Altman, the CEO of Christie House, which is dedicated to eradicating child abuse and child sex trafficking and working nationally on solutions and locally to heal child victims, and Barrett Jackson CEO Craig Jackson. The automobile first sold for $400,000, but the buyer put it back up for bid after pledging the amount to charity when it went for $300,000 for a total for $700,000. Now, the winning bid also came with 4 meet-and-greet tickets to one of Keith Urban's residency shows in Vegas, which Kidman reportedly offered up impromptu. Kidman shared footage from the auction to her Instagram story on Monday, showing the moment the first buyer decided to donate the car back for a second bid. Her Vegas trip seemed to cap off quite a month for Kidman, who celebrated her birthday last week and on Sunday her 17th wedding anniversary with Urban. Right now we have 15 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Joan Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page, and that way it will send you a reminder when I broadcast live. And also, if you can't listen to the show in its entirety, you can always listen back and go back to listen to the archives right here on Blog Talk Radio or on our Facebook account or Twitter account. So, because I know life can get hectic and get busy sometimes, so we can't sit the whole entire hour. So just make sure you go back and listen to the archives right here on Blog Talk Radio. The Kevin Hart, speaking of a birthday, he's celebrating his birthday this year by entertaining his fans with new content, as the 43-year-old is set to release Heart to Heart Season 3, as well as a stand-up comedy special, Kevin Hart Reality Check, on July 6th, exclusively on Peacock. The third installment of Heart to Heart finds the fatherhood star hosting intimate conversations with guests including Bill Maher, Dr. Dre, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Issa Rae, Jake Cole, John Cena, Mark Cuban, Sofia Vergara, Will Ferrell, and Will Smith. And sharing a glass of wine, the one-hour interview explored a variety of topics ranging from hilarious, never-before-told stories to career-defining revelations. And since its debut in 2021, the series has featured like interviews with Taraji P. Henson, Ice Cube, Saweetie, Jay-Z, Mike Tyson, and more across 2 seasons. Kevin Hart Reality Check is described as a one-hour unforgettable night of comedy special. Kevin Hart self-reflect on his growing family fame mentioned on Black Twitter and more. The special was performed in front of a sold-out audience at Resort World in Las Vegas. The news followed the B-time actor signing a multi-year deal with SiriusXM earlier this year to create and curate content at the intersection of comedy and culture. Jonathan Majors has filed his own domestic violence complaint against the alleged victim in his New York City assault and harassment case. Insider reported that the Creed III actor met with law enforcement last Wednesday following his appearance on June 20th at Manhattan Criminal Court and filed a domestic violence incident report at a precinct in Manhattan Chinatown neighborhood near where the incident that led to his March 25th arrest happened. In the complaint, Major claimed that the drunk and historical woman caused him pain and bleeding after the alleged assault, according to the insider, which obtained a copy of the report and a sworn affidavit. The actor also alleged in the report that the woman had attacked him in previous incidents, though he said he did not file reports in the past. The Manhattan District Attorney Office declined People Magazine request for comment on Tuesday, while NYPD confirmed that its investigation into the incident is ongoing. Major remained charged in the criminal case against him in New York City, and during his appearance in court last Tuesday, the judge set an August 3rd trial date and ordered him to continue to adhere to the court's full order of protection for the alleged victim in the case. The actor did admit he physically grabbed the alleged victim to pull her back into the car they were riding inside during the altercation, alleging she grabbed for his face, coat, and phone as the incident spilled onto the street, according to the incident report obtained by Insider. The incident report read that Major was worried she would be hurt by traffic, so he physically picked her up and put her in the car. He wasn't left with a significant cut on his face after the altercation. He was left with a cut on his face. Now, Major also accused the woman in question of stealing his iPhone and spending somewhere between $6,000 to $7,000 on his credit card following the incident, and this is also according to the insider. The actor is expected to return to court in New York City on August 3rd for his trial. And the Hollywood Walk of Fame Class of 2024 has been unveiled. As announced on Monday, the star-studded sidewalk will soon include Gal Gadot, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Chris Meledandri, Chris Pine, Christina Ricci, and Michelle Yeoh for film. Chadwick Boseman, who died of colon cancer in 2020 at 43, will also be honored posthumously. For TV, the honorees will be Ken Jeong, Eugene Levy, Mario Lopez, Jim Nance, Sheryl Lee Rao, Michael Schur, Kerry Washington, and El Gordo y La Flanco, co-host Raul Del Molina and Lily Estefan. The music new edition are Glenn Ballard, Tony Braxton, Def Leppard, Charles Fox, Sammy Hagar, Brandi Norwood, Darius Rucker, Gwen Stefani, and Andre Dr. Dre Young. For live performing, Jane Krakowski and Otis Redding, Proximus, will be recognized, as well as Angie Martinez for radio, and Billie Jean King and Carl Weather for sports entertainment. Wow, that's going to be a nice, nice ceremony. Lots of stars. Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep, and hundreds of other Hollywood actors are ready to strike. That's right. The A-listers among the actors who are reportedly urging the Screen Actor Guild leaders to consider a strike rather than settle for a deal with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers that fill may prove inadequate. Multiple outlets reported on Tuesday that more than 300 actors recently signed a letter addressed to the SAG-AFTRA leadership and negotiating committee that expressed a concern that SAG-AFTRA members may be ready to make sacrifices that leadership is not. As the deadline to agree to a new contract with the AMPTP looms on Friday. In addition to Meryl Streep and Lawrence, Rami Malek, Quinta Brunson, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Ben Stiller, Neil Patrick Harris, Amy Poehler, Amy Schumer, Elizabeth Banks, Alison Brie, Nev Campbell, Ariana DeBose, and Brandon Fraser are among the hundreds of actors who have signed the letter, which says actors are prepared to strike if it comes to that, according to Rolling Stone. A representative for SAG-AFTRA did not immediately respond to People Magazine request for comment on Wednesday. Oh, wow, this is serious. They're planning on striking. The Writers Guild, they still are on strike. There might not be nothing left as far as television and movies and shows are, goes, you know. It's not looking too good. Kevin Spacey's sexual assault trial in the UK has been delayed. On Wednesday, the 63-year-old actor arrived at Southwark Crown Court in London to hear that the start date had been pushed back until Friday. Spacey appeared calm as he arrived. The House of Cards alum is facing 12 charges of sexual assault involving four men from 2001 to 2013. And according to NBC News, Judge Mark Wall was told that Spacey defense attorney Patrick Gibbs had an ongoing case that won't be finished until Thursday and ruled the trial will now begin on Friday, with the first evidence being held on Monday. The trial is now expected to last more than 4 weeks and will have alternate jurors due to the foreseen extension. Earlier this month, Spacey appeared virtually for a pretrial hearing where a judge confirmed the expected length of the trial was 4 weeks. Now, Spacey will continue to be granted unconditional bond. The two-time Oscar winner previously denied all the charges, pleading not guilty to 7 counts in January and the remaining counts in July of 2022. The UK Crown Prosecution Service, which handles all public prosecutions in England and Wales, announced the additional 7 charges in November, which allegedly relate to one adult male. And at the time of the announcement, Spacey already had 5 UK charges of sexual assault against him for alleged assault of 3 men in 2005 and 2013, when he denied in a July court appearance. Now, Spacey first faced sexual assault allegations in 2017. The first came from Anthony Rapp, now 51, who accused the actor of making sexual advances toward him when he was 14 years old. Now, after Rapp Spacey apologized for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior and also came out as gay. In October, a New York City jury cited insignificant evidence which is found on Spacey not liable for battery in connection to Rapp's claims. Wow. Right now we have here 25 minutes after the hour. Coming up, we're going to be talking about new hit sensation Coco Jones. She's continuing to ride the wave after her success with announcing her first headline tour. I'll tell you more about it. And Harrison Ford said he is not retiring. And Angela Bassett and Mel Brooks are being recognized for their contribution to the film industry. And Billions, the TV show, is back for one last showdown. And Nicholas Coaster, the actor best known for his work on Santa Barbara, All My Children, and Another World, has passed away at the age of 89. All those stories and more coming up after the break, so don't you dare go anywhere.
Oh,
From The Weeknd, featuring Madonna and Playboi Carti, and Popular. Before we went to the music break, I was telling you about Miss Coco Jones. She's continuing to ride the wave of her ICU success with the announcement of her first headlining tour. The What I Didn't Tell You Tour will hit 16 major cities across the U.S. throughout the summer. Jones Tour will align with some of her festival appearances like Broccoli City, Soul Bloom, Made in America, and the inaugural Harlem Festival of Culture. However, her isolated tour date will touch Los Angeles, Dallas, Nashville, Toronto, and more. Rising star Ebony Riley will support the trek with Haben and Jones, Bel Air co-star Simon Joy joining for selected dates. Simone Joy. The newly minted BET Award winner has already confirmed that this is just the first leg of her tour. Artist pre-sale tickets will be available. Actually, they were available this morning at 10 a.m. local time. Spotify and venue-specific pre-sale will also it was live during that time. And general on-sale begins on June 30th at 10 a.m. local. Now, Jones' infectious ballad, ICU, is the second single from her major label debut EP. It became the actor's first number one record overall and made her the first female R&B artist since Normani to top Billboard mainstream R&B hip-hop airplay chart. Harrison Ford is not retiring. The 80-year-old actor plans to keep working because it helps him to feel useful, and he claimed he doesn't do well when he hasn't got filming on the horizon. And this is what he said. He said, quote, "I don't do well when I don't have work. I love to work. I love to feel useful. It's my Jones," he said. "I want to be helpful," he said to CNN host Chris Wallace when asked about the possibilities of retirement. While Harrison may not be planning to retire, he did recently confirm that Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny will be his last adventure as the archaeologist. He told Total Film Magazine, quote, "This is the final film in the series, and this is the last time I'll play the character. I anticipate that it will be the last time that he appears in a film," unquote. And Harrison admitted he had always wanted to give the character a conclusive ending. The Ender Games star went on to add that he wanted new director James Mangold to embrace the age of the action hero in the final film and teased that the entire franchise is closed out in a beautiful way. Angela Bassett and Mel Brooks are being recognized for their contribution to the film industry. On Monday, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced that actress Bassett and director Brooks, who turned 97 on Wednesday, and Angela Bassett is 64, and film editor Carol Littleton will receive honorary Oscars at the 14 Governor Awards on November 18th. Michelle Satter, the founding director of Sundance Institute Feature Film Program, will be awarded the Jean Herschel Humanitarian Award. Honorees for that recognition in recent years have included Michael J. Fox, Danny Glover, Tyler Perry, and Gina Davis. honorary Oscar recipients are voted by the Academy Boards of Governors. They're given to honor extraordinary distinctions in lifetime achievement, acceptable contribution to the state of motion picture arts and sciences, or for outstanding service to the Academy. Post-honoree Oscar winners include Samuel L. Jackson, Diane Warren, David Lynch, Cecily Tyson, Donald Sutherland, and more. Bassett has earned two Oscar nominations, first for Best Actress for 1993, What Love Got to Do with It, then for the Best Supporting Actress for last year's Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. In 1974, Young Frankenstein, Brooks earned a nomination for Best Adapted Screenplay, and that same year, he was nominated for Best Original Song for writing the title track for Blazing Saddles. He won Best Original Screenplay in 1969 for The Producers. Littleton earned a big editing nomination for 1982 E.T. The Extraterrestrial, her other film credits include The Big Chill, Body Heat, and The Manchurian Candidate. The 14th Governor Awards will be held on November 18th. Next year, the 96th Academy Award will be held Sunday on March 10th. Billions is back for a one last showdown. In the trailer for the seventh and final season of the Showtime series, Emmy winner Damian Lewis, who plays Bobby Axelrod, makes his return to the series. With Axelrod returned, the stakes grow from Wall Street to the world, and alliances are turned on their heads. Old wounds are weaponized, loyalty are tested, and betrayal takes on epic proportion. Enemies become wary friends, according to official synopsis from Showtime. The final season comes as Showtime announced plans to expand the Billions universe with several projects in development from the series showrunner Brian Kopelman and David Levine. And when Axelrod was last seen in season 5, he had embraced a more serene existence in Europe after relinquishing his fortune, distancing himself from finance and illicit activity that consumed his American existence. And before Billions returns on August the 11th on Paramount Plus and August 13th on Showtime, season 1 through 6 can be streamed on Paramount Plus and Showtime streaming apps. Nicholas Coaster, the actor best known for his work on Santa Barbara, All My Children, and Another World, has died. He was 89. In a Facebook post shared on Coaster's page Monday evening, his daughter, Deneen Coaster, confirmed the actor's death. The cause of death was not provided. Coaster was best known for his role as Robert Delaney on the NBC series Another World, also known as Somerset, between 1970 and 79. He also appeared as the kidnapper Steve Andrews on All My Children from 1988 to 1989, and as Mayor Jack Madison on The Bay from 2010 to 2019. Another one of his leading roles was on the NBC series Santa Barbara, in which co-star played Lionel Lockridge from 1984 through 1988. And after a brief hiatus due to Coaster's distaste for a potential storyline on the show, he returned from 1990 to 1993 when the show ended. He received 4 Daytime Emmy nominations for the role. It was the role of Madison on The Bay and Amazon Soap that landed Coaster and cast in his first Emmy in 2017. Other television program Coaster appeared on include The Green Hornet, Charlie Angels, One Day at a Time, Who's the Boss, Star Trek, The Next Generation, and Cold Case, among others. He continued to star in television series until his 2023 death, and his most recent appearance in American Crime Stories, Netflix Dead to Me, and The Rookie Feds. Coaster, acting career expands for past the limit of daytime television, too. His list of films include Titanic, All the President's Men, The Desert Rat, and Sea of the Lost Ships. The actor worked extended to the stage as well. He appeared in 12 Broadway plays and many more off-Broadway, and even founded Boston Performing Arts Center, Charles Playhouse, and Baltimore Center Stage Theater. Koester also penned a memoir about his money achievement titled Another Whole Afternoon. Along with his daughter, Deneen Koester, leaving behind the wife, Beth Pantel, and a second daughter, Candace Jr. Koester, the actor has also had a son, Ian, who died in 2016. And Ryan Seacrest will take a big spin as the new host of Wheel of Fortune. The longtime face of American Idol, who recently exited his role as a co-host of Live and Kelly and Ryan, will assume the new position in 2024. The announcement was confirmed Tuesday on the show's Twitter account. Seacrest was reportedly being considered to lead the popular game show following longtime host Pat Sajak's exit announcement 2 weeks ago. Seacrest spoke to producers about the possibilities, according to TMZ, which said the discussions were in very early stages at the time. On June 12th, the 76-year-old Sajak tweeted that the time has come for him to move on from Wheel of Fortune, and his final season begins in September. It's been a wonderful ride, and I have more to say in the coming months, unquote. That's what the former Chicago radio personality wrote. He said, many thanks to you and all. Now, Sajak was originally tapped to host Wheel of Fortune by TV titan Merv Griffin, who sought a replacement for Chuck Woolery in 1981. And although NBC exec reportedly thought he was too local for the national platform, he already had gotten his feet wet with two game shows pilots, Press Your Luck and Puzzler. Meanwhile, Seacrest made a national name for himself on American Idol, which had introduced the world to a string of hitmakers and Grammy Award winners, including Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Fantasia Barrino, Rupert Stutter, and Clay Aikens, to name a few. The Atlanta native had been a mainstay on the groundbreaking competition show since it premiered in 2002. And he also currently hosts a syndicated radio program on the air with Ryan Seacrest and America Top 40. In April, Seacrest departed the Emmy-winning daytime talk show Live with Kelly and Ryan, also right after six seasons. Actor Mark Consuelo, husband of co-host Kelly Ripa, replaced Seacrest on the NYC set Chat Fest. Wheel of Fortune tapped in Los Angeles, where Seacrest is primarily based. Right now, we have here 17 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and take another break, and when I come back, I'll give you the last remaining stories of the day, so don't go anywhere.
Romance and it's all gone. Thank you. all bad, baby, I'm not tripping. Telling all the business, money, 5 times in it. While your friends giving you the high five, let me tell on my side with it, girl, I tried, but I'm finished. Mouth wide, full of grime, I'm a high tennis. I lost, I'm trying to stall, but at what cost? Boss, won't let me take no more days off till my debt is paid off. And so I'm in here trying to let the pain off, trying not to sound bitter. The thing is, suffering and pain came with it, so I'm living with a stain. I wish you know you feel like it's forgiven, but it ain't. Like pearlescent paint, shit be twitching in the rain. Girl, let the tears drain. Strange, how you think they're giving you my name? It's speed in my ego. Put you on this plane, let me get you out of Heathrow. Taking you to Spain, now we here without the S, not feeling our best. Blessings to the kids, yeah, they keep us in a mesh. I feel like we related, you my blood, you my flesh, my. Ain't no telling where we at now. That we headed separate ways when it jet. When I leave, don't please, don't let the jet. Gone, gone, gone.
That was new music from Kiana Lede and Bryson Tiller and Gone. Right now, we got 13 minutes left remaining in the show. And for the last remaining stories of the day, Tom Hanks' niece had an absolutely meltdown over not getting enough camera time on a reality TV show in which she was the first contestant eliminated Monday night. But that temper tantrum is now getting Carly Reeve her 15 minutes of shame. The 39-year-old aspiring actor, who is a niece by marriage to the Oscar winner Forrest Gump star, was booted from ABC Claim the Fame after another contestant correctly guessed the name of her famous relative. And at the end of that episode, she ranted and raved that clue pointing to Hanks were too easy and claimed she deserved better. In an interview with USA Today, Reeve continued to complain she was treated unfairly, but expressed no regret about her obnoxious behavior. Reeve said appearing on the show was very exciting for her, which is why she was upset the experience ended so soon. She saw her reality show appearance as a chance to be outside of the spotlight from Hanks, whose films and credits include Big, Saving Private Ryan, and Castaway. Reeves, a former UCLA theater school student, has appeared in 20 films, according to IMDb. Her credits include parts in films including Charlie Wilson War and Larry Crown, both of which starred her two-time Academy Award-winning uncle. She most recently appeared in a short film called Cage, Men Seeking Freedom as Landlord Julie. Clips of her claim to fame elimination meltdown have since gone viral online. Some have said they're now obsessed with the scene, while others have called it an instant classic reality TV meltdown. And fans of The Idol were annoyed after finding out that the HBO series will end earlier than expected. The controversial show was initially billed as a 6-part series, but it had been announced that the upcoming 5th episode will serve as its season finale. The network made the revelation in the Sunday, June 25th episode. Fans could not help but wonder how the series, which is co-created by The Weeknd, Euphoria creator Sam Levinson, and Riza Fahim, will abruptly end the story in just one more 60-minute episode. Meanwhile, a source appeared to tell TV Line that the story only ended up requiring 5 episodes. In addition to the episode cut, it was previously rumored that The Idol wouldn't be renewed for a second season. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry deal with Netflix may end sooner than expected if they don't deliver more content. A new report suggests that the streaming giant pushes the Duke and Duchess of Sussex to make more content that is worth their $100 million contract. It was recently reported that the Sussex's potential next project is a Great Expectation-inspired show called Bad Manners. The show will be based on Charles Dickens' character Miss Havisham. The prequel will recast the lonely spinster as a strong woman who is living in a patriarchal society. That's what the outlet had shared. Harry is also working on a documentary, Heart of Leviticus. The new series follows a group of extraordinary competitors from around the globe, all service members who have suffered life-changing injuries or illnesses on their road to competing at the Leviticus Games. The ultimatum arrived after Spotify ended their $20 million deal with the couple due to lack of content. And after signing the deal, Megan only delivered 13 hours of programming in 2.5 years. Frankie Valli has got married for a fourth time. The 89-year-old singer and Jackie Jacob tied the knot at a private ceremony at the Westgate Hotel in Las Vegas on Monday, June 26th, after nearly 8 years of dating. He told People, he said, quote, "It's terrific to have found love once again at this stage of my life." During the ceremony, Four Seasons frontman Frankie's 1967 hit "Can't Take My Eyes Off of You" played in the background, and he sang it into former CBS marketing executive Jackie's ear. The couple first met in 2007 but only started dating in late 2015. The December 1963 "Oh What a Night" hitmaker will be back at the Westgate Hotel later this year to start a year-long residency with the Four Seasons. Frankie has been married three times previously. He first married Mary Delgado, who already had a daughter called Celia, in 1958, and they had two daughters, Toni and Francine. The pair divorced in 1971, and in 1980, Celia died in a tragic accident, and Francine passed away 6 months later from an accidental drug overdose. Before the pair's death, Frankie married Marianne Hannigan in 1974, and they were together until their divorce in 1982. He went on to marry Randy Close Hesse in 1984, but they separated in 2004. The former couple has three sons, Francesco, and twins Emilio and Brando. And Drake's affinity for the city of Memphis is nonstop. On Monday, the Take Care rapper was honored with a key to the city of Memphis by the city council for his mention of it in his music over the years. Though Drake is from Toronto, he has ties to the city through his dad, Dennis Graham, who hails from Memphis. Councilwoman Jana Swearingen Washington shared photos and video from the event on social media. In a separate post, she shared photos smiling with the jaded rapper and captioned the post, saying, quote, "It's a pleasure to honor Drake, such a sweet, talented, gentle soul, especially in the heart of District 4, unquote. Drake has paid homage to the city in various songs, including Nonstop, Jumpman, and Underground Kings. Drake was originally scheduled to perform in Memphis on Thursday night, though the show was recently rescheduled for August 6th. Over the weekend, the Rich Flex rapper announced he is dropping a poetry book and a new album. Following the announcement of his title "Ruin Everything" poetry book, he placed ads in several newspapers like the New York Times, Los Angeles Times, and others. His fan quickly noticed that the ad contained a QR code that led them to a website with an announcement of an upcoming album. A release date for the project is yet to be confirmed. The rapper "It's All a Blur" tour will kick off on July 5th in Chicago. Drake dropped his latest solo studio album titled Honestly, Nevermind in June of last year, and in November he released a collaborative album with 21 Savage titled Her Loss. Michael Jackson Corporation are facing a court battle against Wade Robson and James Safechuck, two men who had accused the late pop star of sexually abusing them when they were children. Robson and Safechuck alleged that Jackson groomed and sexually abused them for several years and that staff members of his MJJ Production, Inc. Corporation assisted that Jackson in his abuse and cover-up, according to the Los Angeles Times. A three-judge panel of the California Court of Appeal on Monday issued a tentative ruling declaring that Robson and Safechuck have a legal case that can be tried. The ruling also suggested that the two cases will be combined. Robson filed suit against MJJ Production, Inc. and MJJ Ventures, Inc. in May of 2013, and Safechuck did so a year later, according to the Times. And according to the complaint, MJJ Production employee witnessed the abuse of Robson or circumstances suggesting sexual abuse, with one security guard allegedly seeing Jackson with his hand on Robson's crotch. And also, MJJ Production security staff allegedly joked that Jackson didn't have boyfriends because he liked little boys, and employees allegedly institute policies that got Jackson time alone with the children. Lawyers for MJJ Production claim that the company has no legal duty to protect anyone from Jackson because it didn't have an ability to control the singer. But Monday's 35-page tentative ruling asserted that a company is not excused from a duty to protect children from abuse just because the abuser is the owner of the company. And Los Angeles County Superior Court judge dismissed a SafeChuck lawsuit in October of 2020, saying that the suit hadn't proven SafeChuck had a relationship to the company that would have required them to protect him from Jackson. And as the Associated Press reported at the time, the same judge dismissed Robson's suit the following April, saying that the company had no legal duty to protect Robson from the so-called King of Pop, and that was per the Associated Press. But Monday, tentative ruling say it's reversed, it reversed the judgment entered for the corporation. Robson, who became an Emmy-winning choreographer in his adult years, and SafeChuck both gave their side of the story in the 2019 HBO documentary, Leaving Netherlands. And what about the BET Awards? The BET Awards 2023 has finally revealed its full winners. At the event, which celebrates Black Excellence, six awards were presented on Sunday night on the June 25th telecast. Meanwhile, Beyonce and SZA shared a title in one of the 15 non-televised awards. Both Beyonce and SZA won big at the ceremony, which took place at the Microsoft Theater, as they took home three awards each. The two musicians tied in Album of the Year category. Beyonce won the category for her hit album Renaissance, while SZA snagged the coveted award thanks to her chart-topping album SOS. Beyonce was also honored with a Viewer Choice Award for her song Break My Soul. The track additionally earned the Grammy-winning star BET her, edging out fellow nominees like Lizzo, About Damn Time, and Special, Pink Pantheress and Ice Spice, Boys a Liar Part 2, Megan Thee Stallion, her, Rihanna and Ludwig, Lift Me Up, and Coi Leray Players. As for SZA, her other victory included a win in Best Female R&B Pop Star Artist category. She was also winning the winner of Video of the Year for her music video of Kill Bill. Album of the Year was in the only category with two winners. Best Male R&B Pop Star Artist saw Chris Brown and Usher sharing the title. Later that night, Latto was named as the Best Female Hip Hop Artist, beating out Cardi B, Coi Leray, Glorilla, Ice Spice, and Nicki Minaj. As for Best Female Hip-Hop Award, Artist Award, it went to Kendrick Lamar. In the movie department, Black Panther Wakanda Forever was named the Best Movie of the Year, with star Angela Bassett being honored with the Best Actress Award. Damson Idris, meanwhile, was presented with the Best Actors Award. Among other winners was Angel Reese and Jalen Hurt, who won the Spokeswoman and Spokesman of the Year Award, respectively. Blackest actress Marseille Martin also celebrated, as she was given the Young Star Award. And legendary MC, actor, and songwriter Busta Rhymes was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award, the coveted recognition award honor industry giant, who have not only significantly shaped culture through their existing or extensive career, but have also been transformative leaders who consistently inspire generations by setting a proposed standard of excellence. It was a good night for BET. The ratings were very good for them. And even though they didn't have writers, you know, because of the ongoing writers' strike, they did a great job. And a lot more people watched this year's award show. It did pretty well this season. Melissa Etheridge is set to make her Broadway debut this fall. The Grammy and Academy Award-winning rock musician, known for hits such as Come to My Window and I'm the Only One, will start in a solo autobiographical show, Melissa Etheridge, My Window, directed by Amy Tinkham. The production, written by Etheridge and her wife, Linda, It's scheduled for a limited 9-week residency at the Circle in the Square Theater beginning September 14. Tickets are now on sale. Etheridge joined pop music legend Barry Manilow on stage at Sunday's Star Study's 74th Annual Tony Awards in Washington Heights to present the trophy for Best Actress in a Musical. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominated singer-songwriter debuted My Window to sold-out crowds last fall during a 12-performance run at the New World Stages. The ID, the Wake Up crooner, shares stories throughout the show about her childhood in Kansas, career highlights, relationship woes, becoming an LGBTQ icon, and a breast cancer survivor while performing a lengthy list of songs throughout. Well, that's going to do it for me for this week. Tune in next time when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Make sure you stay safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.